Welcome back to the second day of our 33-day retreat as we prepare for our Marian consecration. Today we'll be looking at St. Louis de Montfort's work that he did and how he influenced the Catholic Church and some saints that really incorporated his work into their daily life. But first, let's open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and loving Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the plans that you have for us. Please help us to open our minds and our hearts to your will that you have designed for us, and help us to surrender our wants and turn to what you would like for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's get started. St. Louis's influence on the church. There's a story from St. Louis de Montfort's life that particularly expresses his passion, which we pondered just yesterday. In the town of Pancheo, St. Louis inspired the peasants to build a huge monument to the Passion of Christ on a neighboring hill. For 15 months, hundreds of peasants volunteered their skills and labor to build it. When completed, it stood as a massive structure, a real labor of love. And on the day before it was supposed to be dedicated by the bishop, word got back to Louis that his enemies had convinced the government to destroy it. They had lied to the authorities, saying that the structure was actually meant to be a fortress against the government. When Louis received this disappointing news, he told the thousands of people who had gathered for the blessing ceremony, "We had hoped to build a Calvary here. Let us build it in our hearts. Blessed be God." One thing about doing the Lord's work, it doesn't always turn out according to our plans. For example, St. Louis surely had planned that his monument to Christ would last more than a day. Yet the saint obediently accepted the destruction of his plans and blessed God. Because of this kind of detachment from his own will and attachment to God's, Louis became an instrument used by God to accomplish even mightier works. So, although his physical monument was destroyed, Louis's teachings eventually became a huge edifice in the church that exercised great influence on many popes and on the Catholic spirituality. Indeed, de Montfort's passionate labors paid off in the end, even if he didn't see the fruit himself. As we are just beginning our preparation for consecration to Jesus through Mary, let's ponder some of the support various popes have given to St. Louis's teachings. May the testimony of their support strengthen our resolve to journey onto Consecration Day, and may it help us to trust that our consecration truly will bear great fruit in our lives, even if we don't yet fully understand how. Blessed Pope Pius IX stated that St. Louis's devotion to Mary is the best and most acceptable form. Pope Leo XIII not only beatified de Montfort in 1888, but granted a church indulgence to Catholics who consecrate themselves to Mary using de Montfort's formula. Moreover, this pope was reportedly so influenced by St. Louis's efforts to spread the rosary that he wrote 11 encyclicals on this preeminent Marian devotion. Pope St. Pius X, like Leo VIII, also recommended de Montfort's teachings on Mary to the faithful. In fact, he granted a plenary indulgence in perpetuum, in perpetuity, to anyone who would pray de Montfort's formula for Marian consecration, and he offered his own apostolic blessing to anyone who would simply read True Devotion. This pope so strongly encouraged the faithful to follow de Montfort's path of Marian devotion because he himself had experienced its power. In fact, in his Marian encyclical, Ad Deum Ilium, the saintly pope expressed his own dependence on de Montfort in writing it, which becomes obvious when one compares it to True Devotion. The pope's encyclical continually reflects the tone and spirit of de Montfort's classic work, as evidenced by sentences like, "There is no surer or easier way than Mary in uniting all men with Christ." Pope Pius XI simply stated, "I have practiced this devotion ever since my youth." Venerable Pope Pius XII canonized St. Louis in 1947, and in his homily for the Mass of canonization, referred to de Montfort's Marian teaching as solid and right. Then, when the Pope addressed the pilgrims who had come for the canonization, he said that de Montfort leads us to Mary and from Mary to Jesus, thus summarizing the meaning of Marian consecration. Pope St. John Paul II promoted de Montfort's teachings more than any other pope. We'll learn more about this during the fourth week of the retreat. It's enough here to recall two amazing facts. First, that John Paul's papal model was totus tuus, totally yours, which he took directly from de Montfort's shorter prayer of consecration. Second, that John Paul described his reading of True Devotion to Mary as a decisive turning point in his life. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, prepare me to give myself fully to living out this true and solid devotion. Well, there we have it. That is our day two reading here for our 33-day to consecration. And a couple things I wanted to highlight that stood out, at least to me, reading these few short paragraphs here, is that one thing about the Lord's work, it doesn't always turn out according to our plans. I don't know about you, but that has most certainly rang true many points throughout my life. And this is one of those cases where surrendering your earthly desires and your needs and wants to the divine will that God has planned out for you is one of the most powerful things you can do. Definitely is brought together here in the conclusion with today's prayer at the end there. But another part that did stand out was that St. Louis had here was his detachment from his own will and attachment to God's. In doing so, a 15-month project that was not a small project. I'm sure back in his time, this was took quite a bit of manpower, as it was describing the multitude of peasants that were working to build the structure, just to have it destroyed in a day. And I could not even imagine how demoralizing that must have felt. But instead of turning to anger and frustration, St. Louis turned to God, and how very admirable that was, because as it was written here, Louis became an instrument used by God to accomplish even mightier works. And from what I was reading here as well, when St. Louis said, "We had hoped to build a Calvary here, let us build it in our hearts. Blessed be God." Really reminded me of the book of Job as well, and the struggles that Job had that continued to turn to God. So what a tremendous example here. And I really thought this was an excellent reflection here. And those are just a couple of the main points from the readings there. But I also wanted to make note of one of the popes that I, again, wanted to bring your attention to here as well, that the blessed Pope John Paul II promoted de Montfort's teachings more than any other pope, so much that he made his papal motto as totus tuus, which is Latin for totally yours. What a powerful statement right there. And a personal role model and excellent example to follow that I've turned to here just over the years more deeply, that Pope John Paul II really understood and valued the work that St. Louis de Montfort wrote here, and wanted to distribute and pass that to others as well, knowing the magnitude of his work. So as we conclude day two, the surrendering of our needs and our wants to open our minds and our hearts to God's will that he has for us is one of the biggest takeaway points I would probably say from today's review. So thank you, and we look forward to another day of the consecration tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye now.